the progress of doctrine relative to resurrection. The Jews always believed in the resurrection of the dead. They had learned this from the Old Testament in Isaiah 26:19 and from Daniel chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Indeed, this was expressed in words of different speakers in the New Testament. For in John 11:23-24, this was exactly Martha's hope. Now, in this study, we are going to use some words which you can look up in Mr. Vane's expository dictionary. They are Greek words, and I think they are necessary to our study. The words for dead, for resurrection, for out of, and for the. Nekron means dead ones. Anastasis, resurrection. Ek, out of. And tes, T-E-S, with a long E, pronounced tes, the. And so to our task. Let us take the simple phrase, anastasis, Nekron, resurrection of dead ones. This occurs on a number of occasions in the New Testament. Indeed, this is the elementary teaching the Hebrews were asked to leave in Hebrews 6:2. They were asked to leave the milk teaching for more solid food. They were asked to go on to full growth. Hebrews 6:2, leaving resurrection of dead. Because the solid food concerned the better resurrection. Paul says in Acts 23:6, I am a Pharisee, son of Pharisees, touching the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. Here then is the hope of the Pharisee, resurrection of dead ones. Now Martha's hope was this, from the words that she said, I know he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. This was not only her hope, but also that of the disciples. This was the only resurrection that they knew. Resurrection of dead ones. Now, to progress in the teaching, we introduce the little word ek. The Savior did this when he spoke to the disciples. This little word ek means out of, and we connect it with the word nekron, dead ones. So here we have the phrase ek nekron anasti, out of the dead resurrection. That's the literal way to read it. Properly in English it is resurrection out of the dead ones. With the introduction of this little word ek into the teaching of the resurrection, it caused consternation and questioning among the disciples. What is this that he means? The out from the dead resurrection. They never had heard of it. Mark 9:9-10. it may be well to include another passage from the Gospels. Luke chapter 16, 31. Neither if someone eke nekron anesti out of the dead should rise would they be persuaded. That is, neither would they be persuaded if one out of the dead should rise. Notice that these two verses I have quoted you connect the little word eek, out of, with nekron, the dead, out from the dead, but not with anastasis, resurrection. So to this we'll now proceed. Eek anastasios nekron, out resurrection of dead ones. A very interesting verse occurs in Acts chapter 26, 22 and 23. Read it for yourself. Saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses did say should come. How that he should be the first eek anastasios nekron, the first out resurrection of the dead. Notice, Moses and the prophets wrote about this out resurrection of the dead. Now turning to Romans 1 and 4, we read, designated Son of God in power by the eek anastasios nekron, by the out resurrection of the dead. So now we have quoted two verses of scripture where the little word eek is connected with the dead ones and is also connected with the resurrection. Out from among the dead ones, the out resurrection of the dead. The Lord's own resurrection is spoken of in scripture with the word eek before nekron, dead, and before anastasios, resurrection. Eek nekron in Mark 9, 9 and 10, Luke 20, verse 35, Romans 8 and 11, Acts 4 and 12, 4 and 2. Eek anastasis, out resurrection in Acts 26, 23, and Romans 1 and 4. Now we ask ourselves the question, are these words, eek, out of, spoken in relation to resurrection in our own case as believers or humans? For we have only looked at them in relation to the Lord's resurrection. So let us turn to Hebrews 11:35. Women receive back their dead by an eek anastasios, by an out resurrection. Luke 16 and verse 31 has already been referred to. In Luke 20 and 35 we have the significant verse which is an approximation to Philippians 3 and 11, which we shall look at later. But the ones accounted worthy to attain that age and that resurrection, the one eek nekron, the one out from the dead. Notice, it speaks of being accounted worthy of that age. That is not the ages of the ages, which is eternity. But that age is in contrast to this age, meaning the next age of 1,000 years, the millennium, which is to follow this age. Now to progress further in the teaching. Philippians 3:11. Tis ik anastasin. Tis ik nikron. The out resurrection. Out from the dead ones. Surely there must be something significant in this verse. This was written about 18 months before Paul's death. I ask you, could a life so holy and mighty as he lived be so lived without the experimental truth of Romans chapter 6? And yet, brethren, teach that Paul was still striving for a spiritual resurrection. All the verses I have quoted to you heretofore are in relation to physical resurrection, and so is this one. We are glad to hear a change of mind on this Philippians 3:11 resurrection in certain places and by certain brethren. This resurrection here was the physical resurrection that Paul was striving for, the upward calling of God, that he may lay hold on that for which Christ had laid hold on him, that God might count him worthy of the kingdom. 2 Thessalonians 1:5. Paul also states that we have been called unto his heavenly kingdom. And in verse 11 he says, that God might count you worthy of your calling. So we would summarize. The simple term resurrection of dead, Acts 23:6, Hebrews 6:2. The resurrection out from the dead ones, Mark 9:9, Luke 20:35, Romans 8:11. The out resurrection of the dead, Acts 26:23. And the out resurrection out from dead ones, Philippians 3:11. The little words, if by any means I may attain unto the out resurrection, out from the dead ones. These little words, if by any means, occur in Scripture 4 times. Grim Theater Lexicon gives the meaning, if in any way, if by any means, if somehow. Arden Gingrich Lexicon gives it as if perhaps, if somehow. But now to Scripture. As I said, these words occur 4 times in the New Testament, and as Lightfoot says, they state not a positive assurance, but a modest hope. Acts 27:12. If by any means we may attain to Phinehas, which of course we know they did not reach because of shipwreck. Romans 11:14, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy, that is his own people, Israel. which we know he failed to do. Romans 1 and verse 10, if by any means I may have a prosperous journey, did he? Philippians 3 and 11, if by any means I may attain to the out resurrection out from among the dead, will he? Alford says on this passage, when an end is purposed, but failure is presumed to be possible. And so Alacott, an idea of an attempt which may or may not be successful. Alford and Lightfoot regard the passage as dealing with the resurrection of the godly from death. And Alacott's notes are worth reading. He says, the resurrection from the dead, as the context shows, refers to the first resurrection of Revelation 20, verse 5, when at the Lord's coming the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first resurrection will include only true believers, and will apparently precede the second, that of non-believers and disbelievers, in point of time. If by any means are words that imply doubt. Not that Paul doubted the hope of his calling, no, but he did doubt the praise of the upward calling of God. He knew he would never be lost, but he could lose the reward. That he would be saved, yes, but he did not want to be saved through fire, having a hairbreadth escaping down through the corridor of falling, burning embers, getting out with the skin of his teeth, with his bare life, and losing the whole life of discipleship. It would be good for us to take a concordance and look at the ifs and the if nots of the with regards to faith and inward disposition. We are Christ's household if we hold fast to the end our joy and hope. Hebrews 3 and 6, John 8 and 31. We are his fellows, his partners, his companions, if we hold fast to the end our first confidence, Hebrews 3:14. We will be presented to him blameless, if at least we continue fixed in the faith, Colossians 1 and 23. If we hear his voice, harden not our hearts, Hebrews 3:15. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me, Revelation 3 and 20. If our hearts condemn us not, if not, we have confidence towards God, 1 John 3:20. If any receive not to the kingdom as a little child, he shall not enter. Mark 10:15 and Luke 18 and 17. If not repentance for lost love, the lampstand will be removed, Revelation 2:5. If not watchful, Christ will arrive unexpected by us, Revelation 3:3. If not repentant for fornication, we shall be cast into great tribulation, Revelation 2:2. If not repentant for immoral doctrine, Christ will fight against us, Revelation 2 and verse 15. with regards to the ifs and the if-nots of practice. If we live after the flesh, we are about to die. If we mortify, we're about to live. Romans 8:13. If we defile, mar, destroy God's temple, God will defile, mar, or destroy us. 1 Corinthians 3:17. If evildoers against civil powers, be afraid. Romans 13. If your eye or your hand or your foot cause you to stumble, pluck it out or cut it off. It's better to enter into life, says Mark. And Mark also says, it is better to enter into the kingdom maimed. Matthew 5:29-30, and also in Mark's Gospel too. If we seek the applause of men, no reward in the kingdom. Matthew 5:46, chapter 6:1-4. If Paul's works done willingly, a reward will be given. 1 Corinthians 9:17. If my righteous one draw back, God will have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. If we endure under suffering, we shall reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he abides faithful to his promises and to his threats. 2 Timothy 2:12, Matthew 10:33. If children, then heirs. Heirs indeed of God, for that's our standing. But, notice the conjunction, de, but, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we might be glorified with him. Romans 8:17. Now to some if-nots. If not born out of water and spirit, no entrance into the kingdom. John 3:5. If we do not change and become as little children, no entrance into the kingdom. Matthew 18:3. If not possessed of practical righteousness, beyond the righteousnesses of the scribes and the Pharisees, no entrance into the kingdom. If not obedient, no entrance into the kingdom. But these people were already born again, to whom he was speaking, the disciples. And the new birth assures that we will be in God's eternal kingdom. This is true. That's the kingdom of the ages of the ages. But then there is another kingdom, which is for the age, the millennium kingdom. An entrance unto that is by being justified by our works. My righteousnesses could never, never, never supersede the righteousnesses of the scribes and Pharisees. Let's look at them. The Pharisee gave tithes of all he got. He fasted twice in the week. Paul says, as touching the law, I am blameless. Could our righteousness supersede that? No, not in those terms. But then you see, our righteousness can't supersede the righteousnesses of the scribes and the Pharisees if we do our righteousnesses for the glory of man and not for the glory of self, as the Pharisees did. If we forgive not man, neither will we be forgiven of God. Matthew 6:14-15. If we forgive not our brethren, and we're in the family, And those whom he spoke to at that particular time, he taught them to say, Our Father. We shall be dealt with as an unmerciful servant. Neither will your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father. So there must be children. Forgive you. If quarrels are not settled, the offender delivered to the judge and cast into the prison. Oh, we may not understand these verses. And we may not want to expound these verses. But at least we can believe them. If not striving according to the rules, if not striving lawfully, not crowned at last. 2 Timothy 2. If not faithful in false riches, how can we obtain the true? Luke 16. If on the true foundation be not built godly works, loss will be suffered and escape as through fire. A steer says, escaping through the corridor of flaming, burning embers. If our character and works stand the test, reward will be given, 1 Corinthians 3. If God permit, we will press on to perfection, Hebrews 6 and 3. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie. 1 John chapter 1. Then we have inferences from previous dispensations. If those who turned away from the voice at Sinai escaped not, much less we, if we turn away from any of the commands of Christ, Hebrews 12:25, if breaking one of the commands at Sinai entailed a just recompense, a just paying back in full, how much more shall disobedience to one of Christ's commands, and his commands are not burdensome, Hebrews 2:2, Luke 12:47, and in John chapter 14, I think the words occur, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Or, since you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I have entitled this little talk, When to Break the Bread. It is recorded